Today's episode is brought to you by Jeannie Nigro Ministries. A brief glance at the headlines these days is enough to make anyone unsettled, frustrated, or downright scared of the future. But with an unwavering belief that personal intimacy with God is the number one anchor for our souls, Jeannie Nigro provides not only encouragement, but practical steps for individuals to deepen their relationship with God, as well as an action plan for what they can do now in a world that seems so out of control. Will you stand strong during these uncertain times? Her book, Unshaken, will empower you to thrive, not just survive, no matter what the circumstances. Learn how to break free from the fear, stress, frustration, and anger and hopelessness of these times. Sound interesting? You can download and try out a free chapter of Unshaken at jeannienigro.com/cm. That's jeannienigro.com/cm. And now, back to the show.
Welcome to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. The podcast is produced for leaders, young and experienced, in ministry and the marketplace. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green as we seek to be led by the Holy Spirit so we might lead others according to God's purpose.
Today, we're going to consider Some Trust in Chariots, directly from Psalm chapter 20, verse 7. I want to read around that verse a little bit and see what you think about what God has to say to us today. I'm going to start reading in verse 6. I love this. I just like to say this out loud. Just listen to the powerful statement we make when we read this. Now, I know that the Lord saves his anointed. Are you anointed? Are you his anointed one? He will answer him from his holy heaven. God answers us because we're his anointed one. With the saving strength of his right hand. I don't know about you, but I'm always welcoming the saving strength of his right hand. And then the scripture makes a little turn. So let me do this kind of quickly and review this and then listen to the change that occurs in 7. Now, I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots. You see, I know that the Lord saveth his anointed. I know that. But some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. So let's get that around us. You know, that would be very similar to some trust in their cars and some in their houses and some in their workplace. Some have trust in other things, but we have trust in the Lord that God is going to save us. When you read this, some trust in chariots and some in horses, the next part is that we're informed. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. So I got thinking about that. It's no big thing to trust in a paycheck. Anyone can do that. Anyone in the world can trust in their paycheck. I can trust in my job. I can trust in my car. I can trust in the shelter of my home. I can trust in the economy if I'm a little bit silly. What is it that I trust in? Because it's probably a false god. If I trust in it and I believe in that as my answer, it's probably false because we know those things pass away. But our Lord doesn't. Then I got to thinking about the Jehovah complex. As we put this together, let's start with Jehovah, our provider, Jehovah Jireh, J-I-R-E-H, Jehovah Jireh. God is my provider. Now, if I start my day with that, if we go into the workplace knowing God's going to provide for my every need, the vending machine's going to work today. I'm going to put a dollar in and I'm going to get a diet water out. So I actually trust that machine because I trust in the Lord. And as things go on and go wrong at work, as people irritate us or as people trip us and make us fall going down the hall, I'm going to still trust in the Lord no matter what because Jehovah Jireh is my God. Apply that. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will trust in Jehovah Jireh as our provider. And then there's Jehovah Shalom. He'll give us peace at work. Jehovah Rapha, he'll heal us. You know, I believe that I need to be healed at work. We can be healed from our infirmities in the workplace. I'm surrounded by all kinds of disease and coughs and flus in the literal. And in the spiritual, I'm surrounded by small thinking or worldly thinking instead of spiritual thinking. I want to be surrounded by people who see through the eyes of the Lord. I want to be surrounded by people who see and walk in the Spirit, not by the junk of this world. That's Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Jehovah Nisi is our banner. Why do I need a banner? It's to remind me that God gave us the victory. Jehovah Nisi, his banner over his kingdom, over his table, is one of victory. Jehovah Shema, God is present. You know, at my desk, God is present. In the hallway, God is present. He goes with me. He goes with me to every appointment that he sets up. I want to be in front of his people all the time, every day. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God, Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. You've been listening to Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. This is Green Lines. God bless you all. Hi, this is Steve Green again, and I'd like to ask you to come over to our Charisma Podcast Network Facebook page and like it. That's not asking too much. Will you just kind of come over and push one of those thumbs up buttons and like our Facebook page? I don't know what it does for us, except it allows us to reach you easier. We can promote our stuff. We can let you know when we've got a new podcast. And by the way, we've got 5 new podcasts coming, 5 brand new podcasts. You don't want to miss out on that information. So come over to the CPN Facebook page and like us. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast. If you would like to read Dr. Green's blog, visit www.ministrytodaymag.com. This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.